Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
And just a quick reminder, you can hear old War of the Roses, Dirty Works, Phone Scams on Z104.com, or you can also get it on the radio.com app on the podcasting page. That's a good place to listen to. All right, we welcome Justine to the show. Hello, Justine.
Hello.
Who are we putting to the test for you this week?
My boyfriend, Tim.
Tim, okay. And why are we putting your boyfriend, Tim, to the test?
It just seems like when it comes to our relationship, it's like it's slowing down. We used to like hang out a few times a week, and now it's just once or twice. We used to spend like a whole weekend together, but now he's got to be watching football with his fantasy football league, you know, all the time. And I know people are into that, but like every weekend all the time? I don't know. What else? He used to come over every Thursday, and we would watch Grey's Anatomy together. It was like our thing. But now it seems like he doesn't have time anymore.
It's okay, but based on everything you just said, this doesn't sound like he's cheating. It sounds like you're a football widow, which, I mean, it's football season now.
I mean, you can't come over like once a week and still watch our show together anymore? I mean,
well, that show that you mentioned, Grey's Anatomy, that's on Thursdays, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's football. Like, nowadays, there's Thursday night football.
Okay. There's one other thing that's kind of, it's just sticking in my craw. So a couple of weeks ago when I told him that I kind of missed him and missed hanging out with him, and he's like, well, it's not a bad thing that we're slowing things down a little. What the hell does that even mean?
Like, yeah, I'm not sure, but it sounds to me like you probably just want to make sure that the only other priority in his life is his fantasy football team and not another woman. Am I right?
That would be number one priority. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Okay, if it's football, I can handle being that kind of left behind.
All right. So listen, let's do this. What we're going to do is we'll call Tim up. We'll tell him he won a free dozen roses that he can send anybody he wants. You're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and whatever you do, wait till he fills out that card before you interrupt, you know, jump in on the call and stuff, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when he's offered some free roses to somebody that he's going to pick you to send them to?
I mean, he's a super sweet guy. I think he's just busy.
All right, well, let's see what he does, all right?
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with a Tim, please.
This is him.
Good morning, Tim. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling today from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So the reason I was calling was to let you know that you were chosen as one of this month's winners in our Visa Rewards monthly prize drawing. So congratulations, and thank you for using Visa.
Wait, Visa? Are you sure? The only card I have is an American Express.
Well, this program applies to debit cards as well. So who do you bank with?
Bank of America.
Okay, then your debit card is through Visa. Like, that's how we got your name, basically.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yep, so you won something, and I wanted to know if you wanted to hear a little bit about it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the prize this month is flowers, and you've won a free bouquet of long-stemmed red roses that we send directly to you. In fact, the reason I was calling is because a lot of our winners who are men ask us if we can send the flowers to their wives or their girlfriends instead. So it's kind of like a gift from them. So would you like us to send the flowers to you, or would you prefer we send them to someone you care about instead?
If you send them to me, I mean, I'm not really good at taking care of flowers. So, yeah, send them to somebody else.
Okay, perfect. So this is a very nice looking bouquet of long stemmed red roses, very romantic. And we'll attach a card to the flowers, so the person will know it's from you.
Great. Can you send them to an Ashley song? And on the note, can you write, you asked me to make the first move. Well, here it is.
So, this is why you wanted us to slow down?
Wait, what? What?
Yeah, so you can concentrate on... That's why you wanted to slow down?
What's going on right now?
Hey, Tim, let me cut it in here. This is not a rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend wanted us to put you to the test to see who you would send some roses to. And you chose this Ashley person. So who is that exactly?
Good question.
Okay, well, she's a coworker. I was sending her flowers so she could switch shifts with me so I could come to your cousin's birthday like you wanted me to.
Oh, that is bullshit. I do not. That's just no way.
So you're saying that the only reason you sent her these flowers is so she would switch shifts with you?
Yeah, so I could. All right. Can we take this off the phone, please? Because I was trying to do something nice, and you're making me look dumb right now.
What was the whole I'll make the first move thing about then? What did that mean?
I've been trying to get her to switch shifts with me for the past few weeks, and she's been saying I need to give her something as an incentive,
Justine, you don't seriously believe him right now, do you? I mean, please tell me you're not buying all of this.
No, I don't believe this at all.
I already explained myself. I mean,
I'll tell you what, you guys. I will put you on hold like you asked so that you can try to explain this. I gotta say, all right, listen. Okay. You know how I always went naive and I always believe the person who's...
Yes.
Trying to defend themselves.
You always give them the benefit of doubt.
Not this.
No.
Good job.
You finally come to your senses.
I don't believe the switching shifts thing at all. That was the biggest lie I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to get her to switch.
I like how he says, well, I've already explained myself.
Okay.
It's almost like he's like, well, that's the best I could come up with.
I don't know what else you want me to say, but that's
Move on, Your Honor. That's my evidence. I'm done here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.